Amen. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not what? Love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. The love of the Father is not in him. Hallelujah. Now, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So, lust of the world. There's something very important about lust. There's a symbolic meaning to lust. It's living under satanic torment. The world lives under satanic torment. Now, they may not know it, because Satan's greatest weapon is what? Deception. And his power is fear. So this is a promise from God that the lust living under a satanic torment is passing away. And we're watching that happen right now. It is being removed. It's being exposed. It's being imprisoned. It's being cast in a pit. The satanic torment. Living in under satanic torment. How many of y'all know addiction is living under satanic torment? How about sickness? Yeah, some sickness. People are living under satanic torment. Why? Because they're in fear. They're in fear of dying. They're in fear of things. Debt. People that are in deep debt, they're a fear. They live under satanic torment. People that have been betrayed, offense, living under satanic torment. But it is passing away. It's being dismantled. Everyone say dismantled. So there's a dismantling process going on right now, globally. More and more providences in Canada want to depart from Canadian overruling. They've been living under satanic torment by these liberal leftists. Their free speech has been held down. Christianity has been persecuted there now. Their economic is being dismantled. They refuse to cooperate with true trade. And many of their providences, there's like four or five of them now, are starting to turn over and they've filed petitions. In fact, they only needed 150,000 petitions to file it so that things begin to happen. And they've already had 240 per providence already filed. Because these people are tired of living under this satanic torment. And their main resources of oil and milk and cattle and all kinds of things and minerals, these are in providences that are turning over and want to become independent. And some of them want to become a part of the United States. And they are working alliances in contracts to send oil to the United States, minerals and things to that degree. I was watching on a special report today about how many of these individuals in these providences, even Manitoba, they're wanting to become independent, and that's where total freedom is. And they want to turn their minerals and trade their minerals with the United States. And the president there is free, or prime minister, whatever he is, he's freaking out, man. He's trying to prevent everything from happening. But he's corrupt. He didn't even win the election. They got him in illegally. And the people know it. But this is not happening just Canada. It's happening all over the world. That's why you see riots and things happening, and people are standing up for what is truth. It's amazing. In fact, the youth in Canada have stood up more than anyone. They're tired of it. They've been living under satanic torment for so long. Only the elites, those in Toronto and another province, I forgot, they get everything, and the rest of the people don't get much. But they're being taken down now. They're being dismantled. Amen? The lust of the world is being dismantled. Genesis chapter 11 and verse 1, please. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Shinar is modern day Iraq. Then they said to one another, come and let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone and they had asphalt for mortar. Now I wonder who taught them that. It's called Nephilim technology. Why? Because Nimrod was a Nephilim. He was an offspring. He came, his father was Cush. And Cush's father was Ham. So we see the line of the Nephilim blood. Hallelujah. Everybody okay? And they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Whose top is where? In the heavens. They thought, if you know, because they knew they, even though that they were one language and they became strong in unity, but they were still corrupt. So what were they trying to avoid? A flood. They were trying to avoid God's wrath. So they figured, well, let's build a tower up above where God, the water, where the water came last time. Didn't work. So to build a tower whose top is in the heavens, let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, indeed, the people are one and they have one language. This is what they begin to do. Now, nothing what they propose will be withheld from them. Let us go down there and what? Confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. This is the first thing about dismantling. As the Lord's dismantling satanic ritual, antichrist regimes, deep state regimes, these regimes are controlled by Satan's kingdom. These people live themselves under satanic torment and don't even know it. The first thing that begins to happen is communication must be dismantled. And that's what they've been working on. Elon Musk and the satellites. And what are they doing? They're interrupting their communication. They're preventing them now from getting daily briefs of special events that are high security. They're pushing out these individuals that were accessing them. So the media has got no more information in that area. So they have to lie about things. And they're lying every single day. And they're being exposed. Anyone being interviewed by them is saying, man, you're a liar. That's not what's happening. They lie on the websites. They lie on everything. That's all they know. Why? Because what are the offsprings of Satan? They what? They lie. There's no fear of God. There's no reverence. Everything is about themselves and money and power. Verse 8, so the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of all the earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore, its name is called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. From there, the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of all of the earth. Babel, known as Babylon. The land today we know is called Iraq. It was the Nephilim technology to avoid the flood of God. The tower to the skies, Tower of Babel, the Babylonian king known as Nimrod. Again, the first thing that had to be done is the world leaders of lust had to get dismantled of communication. And that's what we see happening. So God divided their language and spread them over the world. The second thing that needs to be destroyed are their achievements. All their achievements. What did the Lord do? He destroyed the tower. After he removed them, brought confusion in their language, then he destroyed the tower. And the third thing was to remove their weaponry of wealth and technology. And we watch this today in present day activity of dismantling Babylon and all their resources. Again, Ham was the father of Cush. Cush was the father of Nimrod from the Nephilim line. Modern day leaders of corruption keep humanity living under satanic torment by deception, fear, lust, in other words, ungodly desires, and sickness. I'm going to say it again. The modern day leaders of corruption keep humanity living under satanic torment by deception, fear, lust, and sickness. They get you sick, then they put you on medication. Just how they create wars and they lend you money to rebuild your places. Ephesians chapter 2. But they're being dismantled, and we're watching it. Ephesians 2, please. Verse 1. And you, he what? He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to who? Prince of power of the air, known as the Antichrist spirit, or the God of this age. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love, with which he loved us, even when we were idiots out there, dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. For by the plan of God you have been saved. And he raised us together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by God's plan you have been saved through faith, not of your works or of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should what? Boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Living under the prince of power are our sons of disobedience, fulfilling the desire of corruption and sin. Not anymore, though. God is removing the lust of the world. He's exposing it and removing it. Remember, lust is deception also. It lives in deception. So when deception is exposed by light, lust begins to get dismantled. Look at all the people that are living under the satanic oppression. It's still satanic torment. Impoverished. People that have been scarred and don't know how to get themselves healed. You know, there's emotional scars. People have seen their children murdered in front of their eyes, or spouses. In other countries where they had no power and their own government came in and destroyed them, killed them, and took their farms. What pain and suffering they have. There's no phones to call anybody. The only way that they get reached is through missionaries. And they leave them communications. Why? Because God is restoring communication for the righteous now too. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 3. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are what? Perishing. Which is the message of truth. whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine on them. So again, the God of this world, the prince of power of error, is still blinding people today. His offsprings are children of corruption. Hallelujah. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants. Amen. For who Jesus' sake, for it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Powerful. The God of this age, the ruler of corruption that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He flourishes in lust. He's the most perverse presence that there is. Incubus, succubus, these are spirits that serve and get fed by them. Colossians 3. Jezebel, all of them. Look how many people are bound by pornography. That's living under torment, satanic torment. Colossians chapter 3, please. And verse 5. Therefore what? Put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves have put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you put off the old man with its deeds, and have put on the new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. The wrath of God is on the sons of disobedience. Why? Because this is what's happening right before our eyes right now. Proverbs 6:16. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that deceives wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, one who sows discord among brethren. Hello. Seven things. Things that God hates. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. Yes, and all who desire to what? Live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That is so important. They're going to grow worse and worse. They're constantly going to reject truth and go deeper in darkness. Why? Because they are ruled under satanic torment. You know what their main fear is? Getting caught. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man and woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And that's what we're seeing. They're removing doctrines of demons from the schools. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. The media releases doctrines of demons. Why? Because they're all lies. Education in schools become indoctrination. 2 Peter 2:18. But things are changing. The lust of the world is being removed. It's passing away. Hallelujah. Verse 18, let's speak it. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by whom a person is overcome by him, also he is brought into bondage. For if, after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled in them and overcome, the latter end is worse for them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than have known it, to turn from the holy commandment that delivered them. But it has happened to them, according to the true proverb, a dog returns to his own vomit, and a sow having washed to her wallowing in mire. Man, we battle with that every day, no matter what it is. It's a desire. Lust is also an overwhelming desire. People do things because they have a desire. That's why we're to exchange our desires for his desires. Matthew 7, verse 13. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Man, we're hard-pressed every day. We're tempted every day. You battle in your mind. You battle in your emotions. You battle everywhere. It's a constant battle. That's why you've got to first disconnect from the world so you can reconnect to God every morning. Amen? Verse 15. Beware of false prophets, media, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are what? Ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. In other words, by their words, by their actions, by their voting, by their promotions. Remember, these are symbolic. A tree is a representation of a human or a spirit. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. So as you're watching the dismantlement of the lust of the world, don't get sucked in it. Just be careful. Because people are drawn into it. You know, many people, it's like, you know, when a person's trying to quit smoking and they say, you know, tomorrow I'm going to quit smoking, they'll smoke 16 packs of cigarettes that day. And then they'll attempt to quit the next day. But you know what? They've done so much. They can't. Then they try again. They'll smoke another 16 packs of cigarettes that day. But that's how lust works. It keeps putting that desire, that desire, that desire. You know, you and I, our desire is to fulfill the will of God. That's our main desire. Lord, we are to be vessels that please him. It doesn't mean you won't make a mistake, but you get up and shake it off, get back in divine order. You know, the Bible tells us a little leaven leavens the whole lump. You must be careful. Every one of us must be careful in compromise, what we agree in. Maintaining our course, maintaining our routine, seeing things through, that is so vital and important. People are not seeing things through, the end result of things, by choices that they're making. Not going over the boundaries of authority, but staying in position. Amen. It's vitally important. Glory to God. Ephesians 1, or 5, sorry, verse 1. Be what? Therefore be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also who has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as fitting for saints. Neither filthiness or foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Now, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. And I'm going to close at Psalm 34, verse 15, please. You know, people don't realize that homosexuals, lesbians, transgenders, they live under satanic torment. Oh, they have an appearance of free. They dress freaky. Like they're from outer space or something. I mean, some of these individuals I've seen that talking on TV, they have all this. I mean, they look like clowns in some of them. But you know what? They think that they're doing the right thing. They think it's okay. They have no idea because they're living under satanic torment. And they are tormented. They may sound, look like, oh, things are great. And then they shut the doors and they're tormented. Many of them commit suicide, overdose of drugs and alcohol because they're so tormented. Because they're living a lifestyle with no identity, a false identity, living in a false reality. And it continues to grow until they surrender, step into Christ, and get free. I mean, that's the only way. You know, I was talking to someone yesterday. I said, you know, nope. I told the person, look, there ain't no program that can free you. It can guide you to the one who can free you. Only one that created you can free you. See, you may know the truth, but not practice the truth. Then you're living under satanic torment. Because even the demons know the truth. They know what's going on, but they can't practice it. Hello? Psalm 34, verse 15, please. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. How many all know, God sees it all? Nobody can get away with nothing. And his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nearer to those who have a broken heart, and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of all of them. He guards all of his bones, and none of them are broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trusted him shall be condemned. What a promise. Amen? What a promise. So as you're watching the unfolding and the dismantlement of the lust of the world, be careful that you don't fall into a false compassion. Sorrow. Whatever a man sows, he reaps. Amen? Nobody gets away with nothing. And you know, we sang that song, New Wine. The crushing of new wine. You know, many people are made humble. They're getting crushed when they come to the reality. When their eyes are open and they look in the mirror, And I realize that their identity is false. And they've been living a life under satanic torment and not free. That is a beauty that you and I have. We are free. Free. But satanic torment is not free. It is bondage. It's called torment. Torment. And people who open the doors to demonic torment become tormented. You remember King Saul? A tormenting spirit came upon him. And he had to get in God's presence to be relieved of it. But that spirit stayed with him all the way till he died. The only thing that kept him from, brought him peace, was the presence of the God through worship. Amen? So we are watching the dismantlement of the lust of the world. Praise God. It's awesome. Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word tonight. And thank you for a front row seat to watch the dismantlement of lust. The tormenting spirits that torment your people. Lord, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, and let your grace abound abundantly. And hear the cries of those calling out for freedom, that they may be set free and brought into your kingdom. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.